Most of the U.S. Midwest forecast continues to look extremely beneficial for most purposes on the farm. It looks as though the majority of the region will see temperatures that are seasonably warm, meaning temperatures in the 80s. It will occur frequently, a few 70s periodically. There might even be one or two locations that get over 90 degrees once in a while. But the temperatures will be warm and will likely see some scattering of showers periodically. Now, a lot of this precipitation that's going to occur over the coming week will probably not be all that impressive, running a little on the light side, especially in the eastern parts of the Midwest. Net drying conditions may occur, and the end result of that would certainly be a firmer soil, which will help to promote additional planting for soybeans and any other late season crop that still is left to be put into the ground. We'll also see that the warmth and the sunshine that occurs periodically will stimulate better crop establishment. Some of the corn across parts of the Midwest had been yellowing a little bit in recent weeks because of the cool weather and the wet conditions, but that is quickly changing with the crop looking a little bit more healthy, and we'll probably see that continuing to trend as we go through this weekend and into next week. There will be some showers and thunderstorms across parts of the Midwest. I don't want to imply that it'll be completely dry. Certainly the greatest frequency and significance of the precipitation will be in the western Corn Belt during this first week of the outlook, but even with that said, the precipitation will be somewhat erratic and certainly highly varied across the region, with some areas getting a lot more moisture than others. But there should be enough precipitation out there to maintain status quo on soil conditions in many cases. The upper parts of the Midwest is still a big area of concern, with the most planting still left to be done. And it looks as though the weather pattern is going to continue to promote a little bit more frequent precipitation across some of those areas as we move forward through the coming week relative to the rest of the Midwest. We'll expect to see some of that first round of precipitation to impact the Dakotas and Minnesota and even parts of Wisconsin as we get into the weekend, and in particular Saturday night and Sunday going into Monday. Another brief period of drier weather will occur for a day after that, and then more showers and thunderstorms will be possible during mid to late week next week. So as you can see, the upper parts of the Midwest will have the biggest issue, with frequency of precipitation being a bit of a deterrent for fieldwork that's left to be completed. The biggest news, of course, across the country continues to be in a hard red winter wheat country. That's where a significant storm system is continuing to evolve. We've seen two nights now of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Last night was the most meaningful, and it occurred from portions of western Kansas and eastern Colorado southward into western Texas. And the coverage was fairly high. The rain amounts varied quite a bit, but there was a lot of benefit from the precipitation. As we go through this weekend into early next week, more rain and thunderstorms will occur across hard red winter wheat country and the South Texas, or I should say the West Texas cotton areas. These areas will see enough precipitation that we will see much improved planting prospects for cotton, as well as corn, sorghum, and peanuts that are produced in the southwestern U.S. plains. Some rain will be rather heavy, especially in portions of western Oklahoma and north central sections of Texas. Some of these areas could get certainly 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, some local totals over 5 inches perhaps, by the time we get to the first part of next week. In the meantime, back in the Midwest, as we go into the heart of the week next week, we'll likely see only a small increase in precipitation, because this upper level low that's going to be impacting U.S. hard red winter wheat country is going to take more of a southerly track into this delta in the southeastern states perhaps, and that may restrict the amount of rain that impacts the Midwest itself. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.